Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hi everyone, I'm Diana. Welcome back to another episode.
好，今天我们要讲讲我最怕的事情，我的噩梦就是数学。
I feel you there too, Jenny.
We really struggled with math. 但是呢 ，not for 王红和邓玉，我们中国两个非常非常优秀杰出的青年数学家。然后他们最近是得了一个特别 prestigious， 跟全球最高的一个数学奖项。
And that's the Fields Medal.Which is also pretty much seen as the Nobel Prize equivalent for mathematics.
然后呢，他们的获奖在中国的媒体啊，还有我们这个就普通老百姓吧，都特别自豪，是吧？那么年轻，然后他们都解决了那种 decades long 数学的问题。而且，其实中国的教育，特别是 STEM education， 对吧？数理化在全球都非常的领先。但是你看美国。其实最近的十几年好像整个的 K-12 教育是吧从幼儿园到高中这个阶段在全球范围内其实都一直在下坡特别是数学。
Right, so today we're going to kind of talk about some of the reasons that might be contributing to this difference between, you know, China andNorth America's kind of education system gap, and also perhaps why, you know, at least in the US, a lot of these kind of standardized test scores are declining.
但是在讲这些之前呢，我们还是要来看看数学它在英语里面，因为比较 confusing 的就是 math 我们都知道，但有的时候它后面有个 s， 有的时候又没有，那有什么区别呢？
Both terms work. Essentially, it's the difference between American and British English.
然后在美国英语当中就是没有 S 的是吧
？Yes, so just regular math.
然后数学家像王红和邓玉 they are called
mathematicians.
那他们就是数学天才嘛，在我眼里。So we can call them like a math genius.
I also like the word prodigy.
和 genius 有什么区别啊？
Well, obviously, both terms refer to someone who's extremely, like, talented and naturally talented in a specific topic. But prodigy kind of, it starts very young. It's almost like you can tell before they even start talking or, like, they just grasp the concepts so quickly. And we usually call them, like, child prodigies. So they display their talent at a very, very young age. You could be a genius at like 60, you know, like you just have accumulated a lot of knowledge and you're just very, very smart and talented. And it could be kind of built over the years, but a prodigy is just very natural, born talent.
对，比如我们想到爱因斯坦 right? People would say Einstein was a genius. 但是像比较年轻就像你说的甚至很小的时候展现出来这种 天赋异禀天才型的通常就会用 prodigy 这个词。除了像 math prodigy, very often piano prodigy.
Oh, yes.
钢琴神童 right?
Yes, I was just going to bring up Mozart as an example.
好，那其实不光是这个these two very young and accomplished mathematicians winning this Fields Prize, 最近在美国不是一个很大的 AI 新闻，就是中国的这个叫 Kimi K3 的一个 AI model。
Right, so Kimi K3 is an open source large language model, or LLM, and this was developed by...Tsinghua University alumnus, and apparently they're very young.
对，也是就是90后，然后才30出头。那因为他就是在一些测评当中比美国的像 ChatGPT 啊、Google Gemini 还有 Claude 的outperform 都比他们好，所以在全球，特别是在美国，就最近新闻里也很多啊，怎么中国数学数理化的天才那么多，然后我们美国怎么办？就是有很多的焦虑。
On the US side of things, K through 12 education seems to be struggling when it comes to student performance, and also compared to the rest of the world.
So I think this would be a good place for us to start talking about.为什么好像中美之间的这个学业差距啊，特别是数理化方面的，有这么大的一个 gap？
All right, so I think we can look at it from multiple viewpoints. We'll look at the cultural, societal, and at the individual level.
对，我也觉得其实这个是一个很深层次的区别。我们的文化传统，就 even history, tradition, 对于教育的那种观念重视度，然后整个社会层面，还有你说的 individual level, 就是在家庭层面，家长和孩子的层面，我自己也是从小出去留学，就觉得是完全不一样的。
嗯，
在国外很多的我孩子现在加拿大上学，学校也好，还有很多的白人的家长，他真的觉得学业就不是 number one 最重要的事情。
Right, and maybe, you know, this is like the American side of me speaking, but I definitely agree here because, you know, you, when you graduate and you actually like enter the workforce, you usually don't have to have much, you know, math or science knowledge to do your job.
不是，但是比如在中国，我们数千年来一直有一个传统，就是学习。你学得好的话 ，it will get you to those places, right? 有很多人生的机会、上升的通道 ，upward mobility 就是会被影响。再加上我们的儒家 Confucius thought 里面 ，education is so highly valued. 这个就是 seeps into our bloodstream， 在我们的血液里。
Yes, yes, definitely. It is.Very much culturally ingrained to value education, to put it above everything else.
对，再加上就是你看在美国和加拿大考大学，它不光这个大学不光是看你最后什么 SAT 的成绩， so they look at a whole set of things, right? 你有没有校外活动，你有没有 volunteer, 然后你有什么特长，就是所以他不会把所有的那个 stake 那个压力都聚焦在 your scores.
Right. They do care more about you as a person, if you are well-rounded, and like you were saying, you know, having some extracurriculars, sports, leadership, volunteer, all of that kind of experience adds up and definitely impacts your college application a lot more than just a couple of test scores.
其实美国有很多人说，哦，中国的这个很 fair, 很公平。大家的标准都是一样的，你最后分数好的，你就进最好的学校，好一点的学校。Whereas in the US, 其实也有很多的不公平。家里比较有钱的孩子，父母可以投资很多你的各种各样的课外的运动 ，your sports， 其实就是孩子和家庭在体育方面的投入特别大 ，not just money but time。
Yeah, I mean, either way you slice it, it's a huge investment in time and often money as well.
对，所以就是也造成了这样的一种体系，它会有一些不公平，因为你家里没有这样经济条件的孩子，他没有办法去，哪怕他很有 talent.
Obviously, people, who have more disposable income, they can set their kids up for success. And I think, when it comes to like college admissions in the US, a lot of people are aware of this. And so they will often kind of compare students that came from the same school and, look at them in terms of the surrounding demographic. And so it's not.Only just a test score, but it's also a test score compared to people like you, whether you are financially more fortunate or not.
然后还有一个我觉得挺有意思，就是你要在中国成绩特别好的学生，在学校里面同学老师就特别尊敬他们 ，you know they really have status at school，所以我们叫他们学霸嘛 ，like academic superstar, academic rock star, they're the stars at school。可是，在北美就不太一样，有时候成绩太好的学生，他在学校是觉得比较孤立的，而且还会被取笑 ，make fun of。
Yeah, a lot of movies and TV shows definitely stereotype the smart kids as being nerds, somewhat like social outcasts, and usually not as popular.
你刚刚说的 nerds, 就是我们说书呆子是吧？有一点。
Yes, like all you do is just like, you know, have your nose in a book.
Which could be really tough, right? 特别是十几岁的 teenagers.你这个时候 friends, peers 很重要、
right.
所以你如果被孤立起来 that's a tough experience.
Yeah, I think it does really like depend on the school. Well, I live in the Bay Area and there are a lot of academic heavy schools where essentially being smart does make you more popular and puts you in the in crowd. It really depends, I think, on like school to school basis.
你在当时高中阶段，你觉得最大的压力是来自于 you know, I have to keep my grades up, 学习学术方面的，还是说 oh no, I not only have to have good grades, 我还要，我一定要有 extra activities, 然后我一定要什么 volunteer, 这样我才能进一个很好的大学。
When I think about it, I do think it was kind of both. Like, the understanding is you have to add things to your college application that are outside of just school, just SAT scores. You know, there's this understanding like, yes, you have to take some advanced courses. It looks better because when you take the AP exams, it shows them you're ready for college and college level like material. But I wanted to make sure I joined a sport. So I did badminton all 4 years. And also at the end, my junior, senior year, I started a club. It was focused on volunteer work.
就大家一起出去做志愿者，帮助有需要的人。
Right. And, you know, volunteer work is always great and looks good on your college resume. But at the same time, you know, getting to do it next to your friends or even like your best friends, that just kind of is like a great two in one, you know, best of both worlds.
而且你说你 started it, 所以它也会展示你的领袖才能，领导才能，是吧？ Leadership skills.
Right, right. Like, yeah, you're a little proactive. You're trying to get people together and organize these events for people. It shows that you have drive. So that's also a good thing.
诶，那我想问你，因为你是在加州嘛，所以加州你们的那个 public university UC 体系的学校都已经是非常好的。如果你想进 UCLA 这种，是不是你需要更好？因为在 UC 里面应该也有这个最好的和中间一点的，还有 safety school 是吧？
Yes, there is definitely a ranking system within the 9 to 10 UC schools. And so UCLA, you know, UC Berkeley or Cal, they're always at the top. And most people kind of, you know, want to go to one of the top schools. Yeah, just because you are doing well academically or even having a lot of extracurriculars, you kind of do have to be the best of the best to get into the top ranked UCs.
哎，但是我还是想回到那个压力的问题。比如当时你高二的时候、高三的时候有没有补课 ，tutoring？ 然后你爸爸妈妈会不会 ？Did you feel a lot of pressure from them?
I don't think my parents really had to add any pressure for me because I kind of already knew what I had to do.
哦，因为你是自我要求很高，自己已经给自己很多压力。
Yeah, a little bit. Right, so my math was never my strongest suit, so I actually did seek additional like weekend tutoring for that. And for SATs, I also joined this program where they teach you strategies on taking the test, and you could also access a lot of tests from previous years and practice as well.
然后学校呢，我刚问到的就是从 school and teachers。你感觉他是啊？就我们学校就必须很多学生能进好的 UC， 会给学生压力，还是说 no well-being 最重要，不要崩溃？
When I was in high school, it really the pressure came either internally or perhaps from your parents. Teachers aren't going to be super invested in what colleges you get into or if you do get into a certain school or not, because they're just mostly concerned with teaching their course and making sure their students pass.
对，我觉得这也是中国和比如北美很大的一个区别，就是在中国我们的老师都是 they are like your parents， 有时候比 parents 更急，因为现在比较年轻的父母，有时候他们会觉得哦，我孩子，我也希望他 you know overall well-being，
yeah，
身心灵就全面的这个发展和健康最重要，也不要因为这个学业对吧，搞得you know they don't want to push them too hard， 但很多时候老师就是 no。你可以更好 ，which 我觉得也是，这就是为什么我们现在中国，你看 ，two such young outstanding mathematicians solve decades long problems， 然后我们的中国现在 真的在全世界范围内 so recognized and respected for what we're doing in AI, our smart manufacturing, and just this talent level, right? 我看了很多美国、加拿大的新闻的报道，以及就现在一些聊天当中，我觉得他们都有一个印象，就是说中国人都学霸，就数理化特别好，真的太厉害了。
I think a big difference, too, between the education systems in China versus America, too, is how students are taught.
而且我觉得现在 AI 时代, it's posing a lot of questions to how we're teaching students, right? 所以其实这个挑战机会也就是怎么把两个不同的体系以及我们的一些传统我们 emphasize 的事情, how do we combine the best of both worlds?
Exactly. So on one hand, you have a culture that really focuses on excelling academically and having this kind of discipline when it comes to studying. And on the other hand, you have a culture that really emphasizes creativity and individuality and encouraging that kind of growth. So really, at the end of the day, how do we marry both?Without sacrificing one or the other and kind of get like this, like you said, best of both worlds situation.
这个就是英语说的 that's the million dollar question. 但现在人家觉得一百万太少了值一百万美金的问题现在是 that's the billion dollar question.
Yes, right.
十亿美金的问题。好那我们今天的节目就到这儿非常感谢大家的收听我们下次再见。
Until next time, bye!